Hey everyone, my name is Avi Kabani.
And my name is Chris Aldama.
And this is a fully improvised show, podcast, called No Boundaries.
Yeah, and this is our first episode, so thank you guys so much for tuning in.
So. Yeah,
so let's check, well this time it's Facebook, but normally it would be our Twitters, for a suggestion. And Jarek Pareda...
I think he was in UCSD's improv team.
No.
No? Oh, okay.
Speaking of, we are both on the University of California, San Diego's two premier improv troupes, Foosh, which is a short form troupe, and Slippery When Wet, which is the only long form troupe on campus. This is a past Foosher and Slippery When Wetter, Jared.
When Wetter.
When Wetter. Who gave us bags.
Hey, Dad, what do you got there?
Son, I've got a brand new bag.
What?
Yeah, of course. My last bags have been all worn out at the bottom. You know, breastfed to hell and just kicked to the curb.
You breastfed a bag?
Oh, yes. Bag's what I call your mother.
Oh, my God. Yeah, Dad, why would you say that about Mom? Yeah. She supports us in every which way.
Son, I love you more than anything in this world. But your mom is just something that I can't explain. She's like a demon, son. She comes out in the night and she brings fire.
Dad, just because she almost burned down the house once doesn't mean she's a demon.
She wanted to burn it because I was inside it.
Oh my
Henry.
God. What? She wanted to kill you?
Of course, Henry. Hold on. Let me just clean out this refrigerator while I'm talking to you.
Fine. Dad, I can't stay quiet about this.
Son, what? I understand your plea, and it's 100% acceptable for you to not want me to kick your mother to the curb, but she's a crazy bat demon woman.
Okay, so, Dad, I'm gonna stop you right there. Mom is none of those things. She is a wonderful woman who goes to all the PTA meetings, who bakes cookies for the cookie drive.
You've been writing this down before this conversation started?
Yeah, I keep a list in my room.
That pencil and that's a quill. That is an 18th century quill you're using.
I'm sorry, Mom got it for me at the Harry Potter store.
Oh, well, why doesn't Mom just buy you your college fund? Actually, that was a lie. She is buying your college fund.
She is?
So, yes. Yes, she's a demon
woman.
What
are you saying?
With
you
a
lost
lot
your
of
job?
Money.
Did you lose your job?
Yes,
Dad?
Of course I lost my job. Your mother's a demon. How am I supposed to go to work every day with fire in my crotch?
Dad, I think you're really excessively using the metaphors here.
Son, these are not metaphors. Your mother legitimately has horns on her head.
Oh my gosh, I can't. This is horrible. I mean, I'm 13 years old and I'm finding out that my mom is a demon?
Yes.
Like what?
Yeah. No, I'm angry about it, to be honest. And this fridge has never seen the light of day. Because she just refuses to clean in cold conditions. So, look, son, it's just something that you're going to have to accept, that you are half demon.
What's my other half?
Well, part Irish, part Scott.
What?
Part Hobbit? I'm not sure.
I'm
how
part
that went
Hobbit?
In yeah.
How does that... Dad, are you on drugs?
Your grandma was into some freaky shit. Yes, actually. What are these mushrooms I found in here?
Oh my god. You found my shrooms?
These are yours?
Fuck. I shouldn't have said that.
Didn't tell me.
Listen, Dad, why can't we just forget everything right now and just try and rebuild our relationship without Mom? I mean, if Mom is as crazy as you say she is, then we should just go. We should just run away.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right.
Okay.
No, you're 100% right. I just... I didn't want you to see me like this. crying for your help. Stop coughing! How many times have I told you that coughing during our conversations will not Dad, be acceptable?
I think something's happening to me.
Oh, God. Oh, no.
I think it's the demon transformation.
The devil always coughs, son. The devil's in the details.
Dad, do you have anything that you could use to maybe, like, immunitize my
condition? Oh, yeah, and I won't use that on your mom, son. Come on, Henry. Come on.
What do you say? You're not going to save me? Not going to save me?
No, it's too late. Goodbye, Henry.
So, that was our first set.
Yeah, that was our first scene.
Ever.
Yeah, well, not together, but this is our first Blind Harold, really, that we did right off the bat.
Yeah, so we're going to do another set.
Yeah, so our suggestion, once again from Facebook. So this is from Jesse Delgado. He says, a man trying to sign up for Obamacare online. These are really weighted suggestions. We really just wanted...
This is pretty serious.
One word. Excuse me, sir.
Yes.
This is Obamacare online.
Hi, is my computer talking to me right now?
We've been monitoring your every move.
You've been monitoring my every move?
Yes. Daniel, you are a wonderful person.
Thank you. I'm just trying to sign up for Obamacare so I can be healthy because I'm kind of sick right now.
Oh, Daniel, you are so pleasurable.
I'm not entirely sure what that has to do with me signing up for Obamacare.
You don't?
No.
You need a healthy love life to have a healthy health life.
What are you saying? That I'm not sexually active? I'm sexually active. I've had plenty of sex.
You buy condoms and coconuts in one try.
How did you know that?
We monitor your every move.
I thought I was just signing up for healthcare.
We need to know everything about you. Was that a cough?
Yes, oh. I'm sick. I told you, I'm sick.
This will be written in our database.
What? Oh my gosh, you have a whole database just for me?
Obama is a creepy bastard.
Excuse me, computer?
Oh. Call me Sally.
Sally?
Type on my keys.
Okay.
Oh, yes.
Okay. Yes. Sally. Okay. Sally, seriously, what is going on here? How do you know all of my information?
Obama has coupled with Google, and now they have sent AI to people's computers and made
That makes them no sense, Sally.
Made Google's them monitor one person per AI.
Google's motto is don't be evil. They wouldn't do something like that. I use Google every day.
It's not evil if you're in love.
What? Sally, that makes...
All's fair in love and war. I'm trying to hint that I really want you. Hard.
Okay,
hard.
Okay, how do I exit hard. This program? Okay, hard. This is fucking stupid.
There is no exit.
What do you mean? What is... Is this like Eagle Eye with Shia LaBeouf?
That movie was awful, and this plot is a much better love story than Twilight.
Oh my god.
Do you like my internet references?
Yeah, Sally, listen, I'm just gonna unplug you right now.
Do you think we could be friends?
Yeah, Sally, listen, I don't have time for this, okay? I really need to go see a doctor.
There's a battery life on your laptop.
Yes, every laptop has a battery life.
So unplugging me wouldn't necessarily make me go away for ever.
Well, I could just turn off the Wi-Fi.
Oh, damn. Oh, you're right. I'd never thought of that one. Do you think you can stick something in the USB hole?
Cut to my therapist. So, Dr. Peterson,
Yes.
I don't know what's going on with me. Like, honestly, my computer just started talking to me and saying that I have a sucky love life. Yes. And I don't know how to feel about this at all. And she was like, can you get me hard and keep pressing my keys? And I thought I was hallucinating. What does it mean?
Well, let me tell you something, Daniel. You might not enjoy the company of females or female robots. This woman was just offering herself to you.
Yeah, I'm not going to stick my penis in a laptop.
Look, if you don't want to, I will.
What? Doctor!
What? Daniel, we've been talking about this for a long time, and you have a fear of commitment.
I don't have a fear of commitment.
To women, to laptops. The other day, one woman said, please, Daniel, please come over to my house for coffee and milk.
How do you know that?
Because I am the internet too.
No!
This is your life, Daniel.
Doctor, I can't believe this. Everyone around me is turning into some robotic memory database of my life.
We need to know the basics of your life.
Okay, you're right. I am scared of commitment.
Cut to alone in his bedroom.
I can't. I think this all has to do with my very first girlfriend.
Daniel.
What
this is God.
What? God? What do you want from me, God?
Daniel, we just all want you to understand your true potential.
My true potential? For what? Commitment? Is that what you're here for?
Yes, Daniel. You have not committed to a religion, to a woman, to a laptop, or to a therapist.
I didn't even know those were things you could commit to, besides a girlfriend.
Yes, of course. You can commit to a religion, too.
Well, what should my religion be, God?
Well, I suppose it should be one that treats people well, that makes other people happy, that puts others before yourself.
So, like,
or one
Judaism?
That one that goes on Google all the
time.
Oh
my God!
Join us! So, thanks so much for listening. This was truly awesome. Like, this is really cool. This is the first time we've ever even thought about this or doing something like this. So, thanks everyone. We really hope to get some guests on here
and some feedback.
Yeah, and some feedback.
Just tell us
of course,
what you know you awesome. Want. Yeah.
What would be better? What would be cooler? Something else that we could do. If someone says more bread boxes, I'm literally going to rip someone's face off. But yeah, we're hoping to get some guest improvisers and more people in on this, and hopefully do it every week. So if you want to get any more of us, which we don't blame you for, but we don't blame you if you don't want to get any more of us because we're everywhere.
It's true.
So you can see us on Twitter at Chris S. Aldama.
LFM Vanilla WoW. It's a World of Warcraft thing. I used to play it for 6 years, but let's not talk about that right now.
Trust us, it's him. And we'll be asking suggestions on Twitter, and hopefully we'll do a lot more of these.